Yo, 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 we back. We back again.
We back.
December.
Welcome back.
Last episode back was in November, again. So we're going to do once a month, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I survived No Nut November. Yeah, me.
Wait a minute. Hit the button.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get used to the buttons again.
I have to go through the Chronicles of Darnia, nigga.
Yo, yo, we back. And it's the CEO of the streets, the bully with the beat, the man that y'all cannot defeat. I don't have nothing else after that, you know. I used to have like a whole thing, but you know, there's no more COVID or nothing really.
No quarantine.
So, no quarantine, nothing really. Yeah. And then I think this is episode 4. Episode 4. We on episode 4. And you know who I got? He is the one, the only, the king of all savages.
It's your boy Link, motherfuckers. I'm Pretzel Dick from Narnia.
Woo! Wait, what he said?
What? Pretzel Dick from Narnia?
I was on a Europe trip. I was in the closet.
You was in the closet?
You
what?
You were what? I came out through this thing called the Chronicles.
Hit the button, Mr. Listen, Espinosa.
Listen, I came out through the Chronicles of Narnia. Let me tell you something.
Yo!
It has nothing to do with the Chronicles of Narnia. I did not see no fairy tale all monsters right. Or alien. I saw some weird
shit.
This
shit funny again.
There was flying dicks everywhere.
Ooh. Wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute.
Thank God for the hostile.
Wait a minute.
And that random guy who gave me that German taint ticket. Thank you very much.
Wait, what the fuck?
I like it. Appreciate you.
And you know who we got? Mr. Facts. Mr. I Know Everything. Mr.
The Deist Summit, damn it.
No, sir. You can't even talk.
It's the sound guy, the tech guy, and Mr. Facts is know it all. Mr.
Espa, no, sir.
Lean back.
He's time to see you, Summit.
Good put you to sleep, little dick nigga.
Wait, what?
What?
Listen, we're back. I'm sorry, fans, if you're listening to Link, he's a little out of pocket. What's new?
He's not even drunk or high
wait,
yet.
Tell me you can't be out of pocket because I'm too big to be in a pocket.
No, you can be in a pocket, but it's a big-ass pocket.
It's a big-ass pocket. You know, like, Men in Black movie kind of pockets?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
This is all his, like pent-up energy I've been holding in for, like, a month.
We're back, you know, like I said. Saturday, we on Saturday. It's Saturday.
Saturday night.
December 10th.
I think so.
Yeah, December 10th.
We got, we watched Ring of Honor Wrestling. It was okay.
2 weeks before Link's birthday.
Yes, yes.
Woo!
Link is a...
Balls and hot sauce, baby!
What?
What? Wait a minute, what? It's Christmas! We should be listening to Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Santa Baby!
We're gonna be cracking some nuts.
Nutcrackers going on.
A lot of nutcracking, baby.
Coquitos.
When was the last time you nutcracked?
Never. Really? Really? We rocking around the Christmas tree and a happy holiday. Oh, that Christmas party. I don't remember the song goes. Thanks, Mr. Espinosa. We really appreciate it.
I like to eat all right, the ass.
Wait, take it off. He's going to fuck up the song.
She said, lift the sign. I said, may I have.
What? Okay. Sorry. It was supposed to rhyme.
I did rhyme.
May I what?
I was too busy eating ass. My tongue got cut.
Wait a minute.
It was the camera itself.
So, Link's birthday's on Christmas. If you want to buy him anything or send him anything, you could ask him. You follow Talks With Us With Link on Instagram, and we could definitely talk to him on the DM.
Just don't send me a D and an M, okay?
All right, Espinosa. We don't need no more Christmas music.
Lift the cock, fuck the cock.
What the fuck? It's the first time for you, so here's what you do. Okay, cut it.
Cough the ball, put in your throat, swallow the shit. Wiggle it right. It's gonna get hard.
Shut up. I don't know why we were doing this show. Like, I think this is retarded.
Woo!
You're the first one, Espinosa.
Wee!
Yeah, you're the one hyping this shit up with the damn shit. But, all right, let's get to topic. Can we get into topics?
Topics.
All right. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's Christmas is around the corner. People are going crazy buying gifts.
Make sure you wear your trees.
I didn't even put my I don't even have a tree up this year.
I have a tree. I have an imaginary tree. And it's actually 6'5" with golden sprinkle flowers. And it has a fondue on the top.
That is a nice imagination you have.
I know, because the fondue glistens the rest of the tree.
The reason.
So if you come over, you can stick anything you want to the fondue.
Man, I don't want to stick nothing. And we're back in the dungeon. It's been a it was, last time we was in the dungeon too, so we're back.
We had a good time. People said they loved it. It was good your energy.
Yeah, the balls deep. Episode balls deep.
And don't balls.
If you haven't heard episode, go check us out on definitely all the platforms we are on.
Which are?
I'm not gonna say all of them shit right now.
Anchor, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, your mother's basement. Cousin Tito's Bodega in the back where they play numbers. IMS, if you're listening, don't go in there. They're good people.
Hub Hopper.
iHeartRadio. Which I'm
somehow... Stitcher. Now we're on... what's that shit with the P?
Hey, yo.
Pandora. We have Pandora Radio. We have Pandora. Yeah, we have
Pandora. I have that club. Something with a P. You go at 2 in the morning and shit happens.
Shit happens.
I just gotta say, I'm very you know, proud of us for still being somehow on iHeartRadio.
You mean I'm surprised you're proud of the fact that I'm still here?
Yes. That iHeart hasn't
helped. Well, we're not gonna let nobody take you out. This, we're a family. We're gonna stay together. We're not gonna go nowhere else.
I'm surprised.
Last time I did that, I blew a contract. I'm not gonna get into it. It was too deep. But I'm not gonna get into the contract. I lost because of somebody. We have thought loyalty was more important. But this loyalty between us three is definitely important. So we're trying to keep it. And we don't know what we're going to do next year when Espinosa's in college. It's just going to be you and me. So you should learn how to do the sound bar.
We're just going to do it like FaceTime. So we'll figure it out. I don't do sound bars.
You got to have a job. All right?
I have a job. I'm a dick on the show.
No. Your job is going to be...
I think like 80% of the rain is coming because of
you know what? We could definitely get a little Mexican guy to come do it for us. Or some Spanish person come do it for like $20 an episode. So I said Christmas is coming around. Anything, let's talk about Christmas gifts. We're not talking about what you want. But yeah, let's talk about what you want. Let's start with you, Espinosa, because you're the youngest.
Why am I gonna
start? You're the youngest. What would you want for Christmas? What would be your dream Christmas gift?
A pony. No, a pony.
Well, no. You can ride Zelda if you want. The last time you ride his pony, you killed it. You killed the fucking pony.
I'm not getting into this. It wasn't my fault. Okay, I played it to two who's running the pony.
What are you, a little girl pony? What the fuck?
A pony?
I always wanted to buy a little pony.
What the fuck?
Danny rode the pony and killed it.
We don't talk about that story, okay?
Yes, we do.
Didn't we talk about the story running the podcast?
Yes, we did. But you're the one that came up with the pony, so we're going back at you.
That's so sad, yo. That's
the first time Danny. That's the first time Danny was in the newspaper. That was the first time Danny was in the newspaper. It's not his name, but
that pony had a family.
Where was it too? Was it Jersey?
That was Queens.
I think
Queens.
Next time, let's buy him an artificial pony. Like get like a Metal Quest Oculus, and let him pretend he's on a pony. You know, he might kill that too. The artificial one. You know,
but let's talk about it. So, what will be your perfect Christmas gift, Espinosa?
I have no idea. That's all. I don't even know my normal Christmas gift. What I don't know my dream Christmas gift.
We come back at you, Mr. Link.
Honestly, a caramel bowl looking sundae. I like a girl to put caramel on my balls and lick it like a sundae.
You want your balls? You want to lick your balls?
While wearing my brand new Cool Grays.
So you want
no shorts? Straight up, fucking like these tight tornado looking bee looking stinger shorts, like.
Why didn't we try it? I try to keep the show one way. It still goes to that other way that it don't need to go to.
And that's why they love the show.
No, they don't. It doesn't always have to go fucking dark.
Left?
Yeah, stay right. Stay right.
I don't go dark.
Oh, stay straight.
It's always light when I eat the ass.
See? Here we go again. We're talking about Christmas gifts, and then y'all go straight dark.
Y'all too many people. That's it.
You was about a pony that you killed, all right?
Well, no. You brought up the pony. Why? I killed.
You brought up you wanted a pony. We said we gotta put up why you brought
why
a pony.
Why are you so hard on Link? I mean, Link just wanted a simple dream.
When
I was
dream.
A kid, here we go. Growing up, All I ever said was, when I get old enough in the journey of my life, I just want a girl to eat my ass. Wait. Cool Grays with caramel sundae.
First of all, you didn't say about eating ass. First of all, you said you wanted a ball licking
something. Right, a ball licking sundae.
But you didn't say a girl was going to lick it. You said you was going to lick it.
No.
We played this shit back. We heard what you said, gang.
I meant to say a ball licking
sundae. It's like, what did he say last episode?
Oh, man, I can't think what the... I don't remember what he said last episode.
I mean, you guys don't... It's my birthday, man. I'm allowed to have dreams and wishes.
You asked me
what I wanted for Christmas. That's what I want. All right, so Santa, if you're listening, I want a caramel sundae ball licking session with Cool Grays.
Okay. I don't even know why I tried. I'm sorry, people. I try to keep it clean a little bit, but I guess it doesn't stay clean.
You gotta use soap.
All right, I'm about to put soap in y'all mouths.
Y'all get it.
Watch that.
I didn't bring up the dead pony. Okay, you brought the dead pony. You brought the pony.
Moving forward,
Alex had a fucking question. What the fuck you had? Nothing. You didn't.
Yeah,
offered
yeah. We still waiting.
It might have been fucking nasty.
What about yours?
It's easy. It's easy. Mine is so easy. I wish you know, my real thing would be getting money and hope. Take care of everybody in my family. That's a wish. That's a you know, Christmas gift.
The preacher music.
I got my Christmas gift. I got what I wanted this year, right? So there's no reason. I always get what I want because at least I get it or I get help getting it. You know what I'm saying?
I got what I want. So
I got what I wanted. I wanted my Grinches. Got them. I wanted my exclusive Ben & Jerry's. I got them. All right,
I'm good. I like to meet my loved one, but that's not gonna happen. So
you like to what?
Be with my loved one.
Meet your loved one.
Be with my loved one.
Be with your loved one.
Yeah.
Are we gonna go with this right now?
My loved one is sad now.
Are you like?
I went dark. You know, it went too dark. I'm trying to go.
So now you want to put your loved one in? I didn't know we was gonna put the business in here.
I don't care. Those fans out there aren't doing anything for me anyway.
I want world peace. Why are we going like sad?
Word, like.
Also, I like world peace. And Dr. Say Tuna.
Is this a fucking pageant, motherfucker?
Yeah, that sounds like you started.
I just said what I think. You know what I'm saying? I would love that more money because I got my own, got a lot of pills problems. You know what I'm saying? And go fuck yourself. And you know, I would like everybody to be happy on Christmas.
I thought there was a podcast about entertainment.
It's not a podcast. That's the misunderstanding about this podcast. It's not about entertainment only. It's about everything that goes on in our personal lives. We vent in this podcast. If you don't see
I'm not gonna tell them that I want Karen on my ball. Literally,
you just said that already.
I know.
All right. So how many times are you gonna keep on saying the same shit?
I want to
moving forward from Christmas because
I
want
to understand
Christmas is special. In our household, because of Link's birthday. That's the real reason Christmas is special. That's the only reason we celebrate Christmas is for Link. You understand me? And, you know, Link will be by himself for Christmas. Fuck him. How about that? Turn the lights off and be how about himself and jerking over caramel. Whatever he want to do.
I love that shit. Stickier the better. I prefer extra thicky caramel syrup.
So, have I noticed that we're in December 10th and we haven't got no snow yet?
Yeah, actually. I was just talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes, you know, God has issues. We can't come all over the earth.
How do we get to God?
Because you know what snow is God's coming.
No, it's not, you fucking nut.
That's what when he's coming all over Virgin
Who
Mary.
Who told you this bullshit?
I don't know. I went to the wrong class, I guess.
You went to the wrong Catholic school or Christian school, whatever school you went to.
I went to the University of Phoenix.
That's a good university, damn it. They help everybody get their damn degrees.
I mean, I saw it on Harry Potter, so Order of Phoenix, I think it's a good school.
The Order of Phoenix. Okay.
But anyway.
But yeah, you know.
It hasn't. Hopefully God one day will sneeze on us and we'll be able to get snow again.
I don't want it. I used to like snow when I was a kid. I didn't even really don't like it because I drive a lot. So I was like, I don't really like snow like that.
Plus,
I haven't bought a pair of Timbs for like fucking 3 years.
Bro, it's global warming, so.
But everybody was saying it was going to be the coldest winter, then it's not really that cold.
It was when it first came out. October was. Remember I had that crazy week?
I love the cold, so don't bother me.
And then it stopped, you know? It was like, yo, my ass crack is frozen. And then it was like, yo, wait a minute, it's not frozen. Oh, shit.
What the fuck does that mean, Link?
Exactly.
I'm done with this shit. I don't even know why I tried with this show. I don't even know. But. How about this one?
You don't have your whole Link following out there.
I'm going to give you this crazy shit that happened. And you give me your opinions on it. We're talking about opinions, people.
It's the same
guy. So do not
who's in my living room with his boxes on.
Why you gotta tell people what I'm doing right now? It's hot as fuck in this house. Don't tell me the dungeon on the fucking 100 miles.
He comes 100. In and slowly steps in front of two grown men. Throughout the
4 hours,
no, 3 hours.
First of all, if I was shipping, I would have got paid.
We went from a poker to charades to Twister.
We came to watch wrestling. No.
I didn't know he was playing naked poker without poker.
First of all, it's hot as hell.
He comes in, takes off his jacket, right? Then he takes off his shirt.
And then he sips
his pants.
And then he sips it on ice cream.
He takes off his shirt.
It's hot as hell in this fucking dungeon. It's like 100 degrees in here. The AC is not working.
It's a fucking dungeon. Dragons live here.
The AC is not working.
Dragons live here.
Put the AC a little higher.
You're on low.
Word up, man. We're dying in here. Shit. Thank you. If you hear the sound of the AC, it's just because it's fucking dying in here. So.
The only place you can ever have an AC on in the middle of winter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the fucking dungeon. Dragons live here.
Right. So.
Well, how technically hasn't been winter yet.
What about... Yes, it is winter.
It's December 10th.
It's December 10th. It's winter already.
Officially not.
Officially? I thought it was.
I don't think the winter solstice has started yet.
This nigga
what?
He said the winter solstice?
He is Mr. Fact.
I don't know what's more weird. What the fuck he just said? Or you mean you...
The winter solstice starts at the 21st.
Oh, he does?
I don't know what's more weird. That shit you being random, him being in Boxville.
Fuck y'all niggas, all right?
It's not his house.
Yo,
it's not even his house.
This is my house, nigga. I got keys to this house.
The statue is, well, I wanted to do a show about Ball Deep. He said, hell no.
Yo, my guy, him being like, oh, like, why are we talking all about this? Why is it his box?
What?
I can't even focus.
So what? What the hell are you mad about? Mad because you don't know. You mad because I'm confident to be in my boxes.
First of all, I'm mad at myself. It took me 20 minutes to put a lot of podcast to realize that I was thinking. I'm like, wait a minute, yo. Took his shirt off, too. Took his shirt off, socks. This thing over here. He won't make it in my fucking home, though.
All right. Back and stay focused on the show. Alright?
Yo, so, sound the headphone closing you right now.
So,
holy
moving forward.
Shit, I know what's fucking filming Avatar over here.
Moving forward.
What's going on over here?
The US government. Right?
What? That transition is crazy. I'm sorry. That transition. We went from that's being naked to the US government. Okay. No transition. U.S. government.
He was like, America. This is serious right now.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about this. Let's
is
talk
that
about
peach?
This. Let's talk about this dumbest. Let's talk about this.
Why did I say it? It's a peach. Okay,
let's talk about the dumbest trade ever made in the history of the world. All right? So, okay. The U.S. government, well, let's say the president, let's say the
government. Go into it, go ahead.
The president of the United States, right, made a trade. What's her name? Brittany, that's her name, right? Is it Brittany Garner? Right?
I think so.
It's the facts, what the fuck I got you here for? To look at my boxes? Fucking do something, bitch.
Are you tired or gay?
Always gay.
Yeah.
Brittany Garner, right? Thank you, sir. Let me get a show. Brittany Garner, we this sounds like some sports shit, but it's true. We got Brittany Garner back. We traded a Russian, A Russian, I know he sold guns, right? So I mean, what's a gun seller?
Arms dealer?
All right, a Russian arms dealer we gave back to Russia for Brittany Garner. I have nothing against Brittany Garner, but my intel told me and Link that we have a Marine in Russian prison, and we traded for an athlete when we got a Marine in prison still, getting tortured, but we traded for a fucking athlete. Talk about it.
You say that somebody told me and you, for the record, you're a government, I was in prison. So I don't know repercussions.
What happened?
I wasn't there in that transaction.
Yes, she was.
We was playing Call of Duty.
Hey, my man, listen.
We didn't give the person his information, but hey, yeah.
Yo, this nigga over here, gotta get us killed.
But what do y'all think about? Talk about
it. I have nothing to say about this. I know nothing.
All I know is that.
I plead the Fifth Amendment. I plead my Fifth Amendment.
I like waffles and fries.
What the fuck? Y'all having your mouth open the whole time, and now y'all don't keep your mouth open? You got nothing to say?
All I know is that I will use my First Amendment rights to run your peach shorts. But
my Fifth Amendment
when
right.
it comes to this government, I remain between the Fifth.
Wow. They finally shut you out for something. Y'all didn't want to talk about
Mother
this.
Mother Russia, thank you for being so considerate. Have a good day. Thank you.
I don't know where I try with y'all niggas. Try to keep
by
it
by the way, I watched the FIFA World Cup. There are four teams left. It's now
we're going to go to sports now? Morocco, we're going to go to sports now?
Argentina and Croatia.
Because Biden approved a possible trade between for Garner and Paul Wilkan, which is the U.S. Marine that,
yes.
that was locked up.
Did they make it? No. Only Gardner came. Only Gardner got released.
I have a question.
The Marine didn't get a release.
Are there ACs?
But that's not that. But that's not. That's not our fault. That is their fault.
Well, then I want to release them. No.
I have a question.
No. Listen, hold on. Don't get into your question. Because if we keep on going into more information, Mr. Fax, it said they had an information that Gardner got released. He said it himself. We're not going to give you nothing until we get what we want first. So let Gardner go. But what about the Marine? They ain't let the Marine go. Let Gardner go, but not the Marine.
Oh, question.
We also did not release some. Just the. We also have. We have. Holding in.
What's your question?
Do they have ponies in Russia?
It's too cold to have ponies in Russia.
They have ponies in Russia?
It's too cold to have ponies in Russia.
That sucks. That AC is in Russia prison?
Russia's AC by itself.
True.
So.
It's more like a central air system thing,
kind of thing. Yeah, the outside air. So that's my dad.
So like, you wouldn't have to wear clothes in Russia, right?
You have to be fucking fully.
Like, you was in Russia, you would wear all your clothes, right?
Not really. I like the cold.
Okay.
So let's move forward. We got the Giants playing against Eagles. Barkley's 50-50 chance to play or not play. The Jets are playing the Bills.
Without Von Miller.
Wow. So that could be a win maybe for the Jets. You know they caught
up. How about the FIFA World Cup?
Listen, I'm not watching it no more.
Surprisingly, all the powerhouses have failed. No England.
Yeah.
No Brazil. No. Lost to Croatia.
They lost Croatia.
Portugal lost to Morocco, and Morocco also beat Spain 2 days ago.
Wow. So
the first African nation ever in FIFA history since the dawn of time. To make it to the top last four ever. No African team has been to the last 16, or the last eight, and now the last four.
As you see,
it's now Morocco, Argentina, France,
and Croatia.
As you see, Link is a professional
semifinal match
soccer player now.
That's right, because I know balls of all types.
Just
hit the button.
I'm not even going to give him the time of day. The semifinal matchups are Argentina versus Croatia and France versus Morocco.
He just said that. But thank you, Mr. Fax.
Well, actually, he had the schedule. I had, like, the teams.
Yeah, the teams.
I had the actual matchups. Good job. High five. Teamwork. I used to wear our clothes. Do you wear your clothes?
Do you want to get naked? Like, you see balls in the shower?
You are naked.
No!
I'm not naked. I got boxes on still.
I can smell your skin through here.
What?
Through the pod, I can smell it. Literally, that's how close.
Then you must be smelling straight powder, baby. There's powder in those balls.
We don't even know these things.
I watch more party barbecue chips. I don't know about the balls.
There's a lot of barbecue shit going around here. Alright? But I was crazy with the FIFA shit. That shit was nuts. Like, Brazil missed those fucking penalty kicks.
This has been like the most talked about World Cup in a while.
Because a lot of teams that haven't made it for so long.
Brazil
making
was
it.
Up 1-0 with 2 minutes to go. And they're so happy and cocky. Yeah. They're quick to tie it. Yep. And then they give away and they got blocked three straight penalty kicks.
Yeah, penalty kicks got both three up. You're right. Knicks won last night. Randle dropped 33.
No, I'm about to
belt. Melo don't change the game for them, really, if you think about it. Only maybe scoring, but they still have great scorers and wow him.
Yeah, but they're Daniels or LaMelo there.
And The Ball family still...
Bob Goodwin.
But the Ball family still going through their curse. They all got injured, except the older brother. He's the only one that didn't get injured. But they don't want some. You understand?
Why not? He's not bad.
Yeah, he's not. He's a good ball player. He can shoot threes, and he can dunk, and he can pass the ball. And he's taller than all of them.
How old again?
Just, I don't know. It's just that it's that Ball family atmosphere. You don't want that cockiness. But he's not really cocky. The other Melo's more cocky than all of them. Because Lorenzo's not that cocky either when he came. And then, you know.
Lonzo's helpful.
How about what's going on?
I like Lonzo.
Yeah, I'm saying. How about what's going on in the NBA, man? All the powerhouse teams. Like the powerhouse teams right now is crazy. The Pelicans, number two?
Listen, the Warriors.
They're going to pick it up. They're going to pick it up soon.
They won last year. They're comfortable.
I don't think we haven't had a repeat for a championship team since...
Comfortable.
Since the Lakers.
Won last year. Comfortable.
Yeah, but listen, real talk. Let's talk about... When was the last team with a repeat?
I don't know. I think the Bucks won it this year, though.
The Bucks going to win?
They look hungry in the East. And so does Philly.
Philly's going to fall apart like they always do. They're going to get hit with injuries somewhere, somehow.
Miami ain't going nowhere.
Miami's going to fall apart. The Bucks probably hold the East down, maybe. The West is a toss-up right now. Phoenix, Pelicans.
Nuggets.
When you see the Nuggets? The Kings. Give me the standing. Somebody give me the standing. You know, I got my own phone. I'll check myself.
I got you right now.
So, what I'm thinking is, like, Lakers is still in it, too. Like, number 8 or 9. I think they're 8 or 9, maybe. I think Golden State is, like, 10 or 9. And then,
In the West, Pelicans number 1, actually, now.
Oh, they went up number 1. Oh, shit, they went up.
It's Pelicans, Memphis, Phoenix, Denver, Kings are 5th.
Told you.
6 is Jazz, 7 is Maverick, 8 is Trailblazers. After that, it's all non-playoff teams, including the Timberwolves, non-playoff.
No, Clippers, 9, 10, 11, 12 are playoff teams still. But remember, they do that play. They do that play. Yeah, the play-in. They do the play-in. Yeah, they do. They don't. They, remember, it's different now. They don't do the regular. They do the play-in.
Minnesota, Clippers, Warriors, down. Wow.
Cause look at the East. We can still. The Knicks can still make it to the playoffs.
Lakers are winning, and they lost 3 in a row, though.
Yeah. So, it's just shocking for me, being a basketball fan that like sees that. You can see sometimes in the beginning of the seasons and shit, like. Who, where the teams is at. Now, all the West is just a toss-up right now. The East is still the same. East has always been Philly. For the 2 or 3 years, it's been Philly, Milwaukee, Miami, Chicago, all these other teams up there. So, you know, that's
East. Well, why not the best team is Boston, 21-5?
Oh, they went up. They're 21-5 now.
But I saw the Bucks more.
Yeah, because Boston falls apart, too.
But Boston, making it work. Mm-hmm. A new coach is making it work. I think Boston... I still think Boston, Milwaukee, and 76ers. They got to get together. Indiana's doing good, but they ain't going nowhere. Brooklyn. Cleveland's nice.
Cleveland's nice.
I don't know if they can win it all.
I don't know. Cleveland was dangerous in the beginning, but like I said, it was going to fall apart. And they still got the All-Star break.
Now it looks up 100 again. That's good. Mm-hmm. The Wolves look weak with Alonzo.
You don't got to really a point guard, really. Yeah. So, that's what I was trying to say. Like, it's crazy. Basketball's crazy. Now, let's talk about the news of the sports... that everybody in sports is talking about. Aaron Judge is a Yankee for 9 years, $360 million. Talk to me nice.
According to him, he chose legacy over money.
He's a fucking liar. Because what it was, probably was, but what it was, he let niggas bring that price up. And didn't know that the reason he was in Tampa was to talk to the Steinbergs because they live in Tampa. So he was in their house.
So my thing is, people saying, well, when they offered you $213 last year...
He felt disrespected. He said it.
He said that it was about legacy. Why you didn't sign that one?
He said he felt disrespected.
Okay.
So he is...
Was it really legacy or you just play the market? And there's only nothing wrong with that.
Play the market.
We all know he don't belong with the Giants. But he went there anyway, entertained the offers.
Because...
But once they put 360 out there, he leaked it. My Yankees knew that to do at least 360 or more.
Yo, San supposedly.
San Diego offered him 400.
Yeah, so San Diego paid him 400.
San Diego got Bogarts, man.
Yeah, so I'm saying San Diego for 400. We don't know how much Boston, because I don't know if Boston even sent him something. The Mets, the Mets were not even in the ball game with him. So, it was like Yankees or San Francisco. And I thought, because you know, you're from San Francisco, you're going to go home.
They had a shot. They had a shot.
You're going to go home. But he broke a Yankee record. Why would you not go back to this place?
Why should I go to the legacy?
You understand me? So then he said, then he wants to use the legacy. Okay, cool, whatever, Aaron. You got what
it
you
It sounds good.
We got you. It's only matters. But my thing is, motherfucker, you signed 9 years. You better not do the A-Rod to us. You better not fall apart.
Yeah, A-Rod, please keep your shirt on.
What the fuck is my shirt got to do off about you, motherfucker? All right? Man, look at that nice. It's nice. What about your Mets? They signed Justin Verlander. How much money did they sign him for?
2 years? 86 for 2 years. 43 years.
What's your opinion on that?
Oh, I felt like after losing the ground to the market because he went to Texas. According to him, he felt that Texas was building a winning team.
With only him? Because I don't see them do anything else.
$185 million would make you say that.
For 5 years. First of all, me and you talked about this out of the air, but we're gonna talk about this on air. Right
he
now.
Said what he liked the way Texas presented to him a winning culture.
Winning culture.
The team just left had 101 wins and were in the playoffs. Uh huh. Sure.
He knew he was not gonna get that money with the Mets because the Mets ain't stupid.
That's over in 133 years.
Because they know that you
are injury prone.
Injury prone.
The last 3 years.
So you can do all your strikeouts, you can do all that, but can you make it to the playoffs? I mean, they need you at the playoffs. But y'all been making some good moves. I've seen the little moves y'all been
Dave
making.
Dave Robinson for the bullpen. Mm-hmm. 10-time starter. Great starter for the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You brought back Nemo.
Mm-hmm.
Got Ronaldo replaced the Grom, so mm-hmm. you didn't lose there.
Yeah.
Just feel like...
Well, age-wise, yes.
I just slightly need a bat.
What bat would you need?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think a ball guard would be great. Play him at third. I think the Mets need another third... Another power hitter. I think Lindor Lyles is not enough. I think the reason why they lost last year is because they were too. They lack another bat, another power threat.
Probably right. Because, probably right.
You know, everybody's gonna be able to hit every time.
Probably right. Definitely probably right about
you know,
that.
But you know, I leave it up to them. You know, rumor has it
they got the biggest. You got the biggest on pay rate right now.
They're gonna have somebody else. Let's see what happens. Payroll. See what happens. Steve Cole got money. He's not cheap.
He got a big payroll. He got a big payroll. Ain't gonna lie about that.
He pays niggas.
Yankees missing a pitcher.
Pitchers, honestly. Yeah.
Pitchers, yeah. They're missing. They signed one pitcher for 11 mil.
I feel like the Yankees should go after Rondon.
What about that? Who got that Japanese guy? Did the Boston get him?
Nobody got him yet.
The outfielder.
The outfielder was
Boston. Yeah.
90 mil, 5 years.
People think he was paid too much. Yeah, they overpaid him too much.
He said he was only worth 50.
Because you don't know, you know, these Japanese people, he comes to the baseball and they don't be not doing. You might get the guy like the Angels got. Right, it's the Angels that got him?
Yeah.
Or, you know, you had a Masui did a great.
Japanese people have short bats anyway.
Hit the button. Where's the Savage button at?
They have short bats. They have little bats in Japan.
Masui had a big bat.
Listen. The parks are like 150 feet away.
Masui was a beast.
The parks are little league parks.
Yeah, but Masui's a beast. Think about what happened to Masui.
I have no respect for Japanese ballparks. They matter.
What happened to Masui?
Okay.
Masui came here and destroyed.
Did
Masui win a ring?
He did the Yankees in 09. My thing is, when I go to a game, I want hot dogs in the flat beer. Nobody wants ramen noodles in the cola. Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. When I went to the Yankee game, I had some Chinese food last time I was there.
You had noodles?
You remember?
You had noodles?
Yes. Yeah. It was banging.
Yeah, nice. So you had no shirt on. Anyway.
You don't do anything.
He said, I ain't doing anything. All right, moving forward from the... We were talking so much sports. Before we get to wrestling, because I know Dan is waiting to get to wrestling. Let's talk about albums that came out. A Boogie album.
It's very good.
Better than the last two.
Yes.
A Boogie Mature. But me and Mr. Espinosa had this conversation in the car where I was talking to him about that Boogie has no bars, right? But he is not a rapper. He's in like an R&B, mellow, singing kind of rapper.
He's an artist.
He's definitely an artist.
He's not a rapper.
And he does a lot. But I love this album due to the maturity and the different styles he put up of his music.
I felt like he put some more effort into this one than the last one.
thank you. I feel the same way. I feel like he didn't just give me like, he
gave me, the second album was really bad.
What do you think, and this is what I'm going to put out for the whole room. Was Boogie's first album the best album he ever put out?
I think so.
I think so too. So we all have that knowledge that Boogie put the best.
Well, a lot of artists have that problem.
Yeah.
They go so hard on that first album. It's so well produced. And they take their time with it. The production is on point. Every track, the features make sense. The beat, the flow, the lyrical production. Mm-hmm.
Give it to them.
And then the second album, when you're expecting the same quality from top to bottom, and you're like,
Second album was okay.
It wasn't album had four songs, but I liked.
That you liked?
Barely.
Like, I think
first album had hits.
I don't fuck with the second album.
Yeah, look back. Look back at me was good. That song was good.
But what, I'm trying to think of like artists that had that problem.
A lot.
But I'm trying to think off my head. Because I'm not saying that his albums are bad because they're not.
They're not bad.
No, not Boogie. But the part from his albums are not bad. They're not bad.
Great album. You can see the effort when you put into when an artist puts into the album.
I'm gonna say Kendrick Lamar. His first album was his best album.
Hell yeah, I've said that all the time.
But his other albums are not bad though.
They're not great. But
great. The Pump Butterfly, amazing. Dan was good.
Yeah.
His new album was good too.
It was like it goes around for all the time. Like Lloyd Banks' first album was amazing. Young Buck's first album, amazing. Game's first album, fucking one of the best albums he ever put out. The Game's first album was awesome.
Nas' first album.
Yeah, but Nas has had some hits. But the first album was something. 50 Cent, his first album was amazing.
Yeah, 50.
Nah, Jay-Z didn't have a great first album. The third album was the best. Hard Knock Life. It's the best album to everybody. It happens, you know. Biggie.
Second, third album.
Yeah, but Adam's first album was not harder than the second and the third.
I think either the second or third album was the classic of him.
Eminem Show. They both are the same to me.
And then I will say Recovery.
We're not gonna get to them because I always talk about the Eminem thing. We always talk about the Eminem thing on the show, like. I think M has no bad album, in my opinion. This is my opinion because he has matured. He's a different person in life.
American album was pretty bad.
You know?
Revival was bad.
I don't think it was bad. I just think it was just not the way you got used to it.
Relapse was bad.
Nah, it's just not. You're not used to that kind
of thing. My.
I love that song. Yeah. I love creative shit like that. Before we get, what are you going to talk about?
I have a question.
I
discussed this with a group chat of mine. I want to discuss it with you guys as well. Who do you think are the most influential artists of all time in rap and hip hop rap?
I can't give you who one person.
Most influential.
Yes, most influential.
Because Jay-Z is the biggest one if you think about it.
Influential.
For me, I'm a former drug dealer, former hustler.
Not for the fans, but for music itself, like the hip hop genre itself.
You don't think so?
No.
Who do you think it would be? Eminem?
I know it's not.
So then you don't know who it is, because you don't know who it is.
I want to say it's between Biggie.
No.
And Tupac.
You can't. I always say you can't because Biggie never had that chance to prove himself.
N.W.A.
For music. How?
Is that the gold? Is that the star of the Santa from gangster rap?
It's gangster rap. It's not music. That's not the whole genre of hip hop.
Hip hop was not just gangster rap.
I know, but
that's why you don't listen to. That's what I'm saying. Jay-Z will be the generation now for Jay-Z because everybody's following Jay-Z's thing. Yeah, for now generation, yes. For our generation is not Jay-Z. Our generation will be Big Daddy Kane, Big L, AZ, Nas.
Jay-Z is definitely, I wouldn't say Big L. Big L to be more like my older brother. He's 10 years older than me.
How? Big L's my shit.
Nah, not for me.
When did you get to hip-hop?
I would say mid-90s.
When did you get to hip-hop?
Mid-90s.
Mid-90s, right?
High Quad Quest, the Old Dirty Bastard.
How? ODB was trash. Wu-Tang, I would say yes.
Well, that whole group. And then you talk about... Busta Rhymes.
So you like Rock every Busta? So you like every Busta album? Are you trying to tell me?
I like the first two.
First album was the best. Oh no, no, Constant Gate, that was a good album too. Genesis 2, huh?
What do you feel about the Beastie Boys being included in this?
I never liked the Beastie Boys. I can't tell you that.
Most influential?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I can't tell you that because I'm not into Beastie Boys. I've never been.
I would like the white boys of rap be most influential.
Because they trying. Okay. L. Cool J. That's what would be. For me.
In the 90s?
Yes, because let me tell you what. L has never lost a step. Never. That's why they put him in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because he's never lost a step. Never. What? Since the 80s all the way to 2000, I was running.
It's not about that though.
What are you talking about?
Really, like when you listen, up to now.
How many people you think stole LL style? Name a person that stole Biggie style. Jay-Z.
That's true.
Nas. Nas said it. Sometimes I feel like Biggs, but sometimes I don't. But Nas is more like Tupac.
But Nas is an East Coast version of Tupac.
Yeah. But
Nas is Nas, though. There's no one like
that. That's why J. Cole said it the best.
That's why I respect Nas.
That's what J. Cole said the best. Cole said it.
Nas,
Tupac's Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's true. But Pac, like I told everybody.
I hate when kids don't know who Nas is and do not understand.
But like I said, Pac.
Wouldn't have been something like where he is.
I don't think Pac, if he didn't pass away, will be the legend that he is now.
Definitely. I said the same.
Because
okay,
Pac had how many albums and it took him the people to notice him?
I think
Pac had to go to the West Coast for us to be like, oh shit, this nigga's nasty.
But you know, back then it was harder to get noticed than this now. Now on social media, these guys would have grew up way more.
They would have been old already.
I think Pac would have been kind of like an MF Doom. He's like kind of like under the radar.
Nah. He was under the radar before he went to the West Coast. When he went to the West Coast, he made himself notice more. Because Pac used to be hitting you with the relaxing bar, Brenda's had baby, you know, mama, I love you, shit like that. He was hit you with flows and shit. He hit you with bar. He was what Nas did. But Nas had a big album. The first album was a big album. Due to Pac, what Pac was putting out already. That's what Nas says. I give my prop to prop top because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. And it's true. Niggas that flow the way like J. Cole and all that, Pac was the ones that influenced them niggas. Because Pac was a poet. He wrote poetry. Biggie was the one that was like, "Fuck, I want to fuck bitches, get money, hustle, and sell drugs, and do this." You understand me? But if you gave Biggie a third album, I tell you this, he would have made that third album better than the first album. Because Life After Death is awesome. But it's not fully Biggie. It was a little bit influenced by Diddy a lot. So you have a little commercial a lot. But give me what Biggie was gonna plan to do. Jay-Z wouldn't be the top dog right now. Because Jay-Z was gonna be part of the soldiers. And Nas too was gonna be part of that soldier clan. So let's be real. Biggie would have had Nas and Jay-Z all in the same record label.
That would be crazy.
That would have changed. And DMX would have probably joined them because he was coming up at that time.
It's really good. Jay-Z had a chance to have Drake and Jay go at the same time.
So I really think Biggie and Pac are like the really, you can say, are
you mama, you know what? You're right. You can say that. My always thing is just that Pac had the time to blow. He had the time to shine more than Biggie had. That's what I tell people, like, yeah, look how many hours Pac had.
You know what's a sleeper pick, especially for the newer generation? Like the current generation?
What?
Young Thug is influential.
All right, you're gonna have to put that up. You're gonna have to explain that one to me because I don't.
Because a lot of people, especially now, credit Young Thug and Future to being their like how they got into making music.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
I've seen that a lot, especially in. What like, especially
I think Atlanta, Boogie gave his props to
Drake.
I think he's a big Drake fan, right?
Yeah, he said it in, I forgot what song.
It was a song. He was like,
was it favorite song?
Yeah, favorite song. He said. He's like, I was so scared to talk to Drake, his shit. Mm-hmm. And Future. Future's his favorite.
Yeah. He said Future and he said Drake.
Mm-hmm. They made that song together.
They made
shit.
The album together.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, Young Thug is another big influence, especially in the newer generation.
I got into hip-hop as a rapper and listener from L, Big L, Rakim the Master, Kumo D, Big Daddy Kane, You know, I list the bars. That's why I say I like bars, because those niggas rap bars. Rakim the Master would rap circles on Jay-Z. Rakim the Master would rap circles on a lot of people. I think Rakim, I would love to see Rakim in his prime and Eminem in his prime. That would have been a great battle.
But I think personal influence is different from like just public.
Nah, public, that's my influence for me.
Because like personal influence is like
different. And then you got Jay-Z grew up with me. Like Jay-Z, Biggie, I grew up with all that. That's my hustler mentality. That's my hustler influence. You understand me? I wanted to be that nigga in the block with the Lexus and all that, and I did that with the two piece suit.
Glenn, who influenced you? What artist influenced you as a person?
Nas.
He's a big Nas fan. But you didn't live your life on Nas. Think about it.
How?
Influence helped change. Influence is not what you. Okay, you're a big Nas fan. But did Nas make you want to do what you're doing in life? Did Nas make you want to feel like you're an entrepreneur? Did Nas make you want to feel like you that nigga?
Yeah.
So then you, and then why
Nas
you
didn't
and
Jay-Z.
Why you didn't ever sell drugs?
Nas and Jay-Z.
If that's your influence, you got some. I'm asking questions here.
Jay-Z was Nas too.
Yeah, you got Jay-Z too.
I just didn't choose the drug route.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Like when it came to like confidence, hustle, do mm-hmm. you that nigga. You gonna fuck you want? What move me through the mornings to get my day going? It was definitely Jay-Z or Nas. I had to, real talk.
That's what I'm saying. That's
and
the
more
influence
in reality, more Jay-Z.
I told you. Yeah.
But I have a soft spot for Nas.
Because Nas.
Everybody who knows me knows that.
Because Nas.
I have a soft spot for Nas.
Like, I love Nas and Jay-Z. That's when they battle. I like, didn't get into the battle.
Like, if we're going to two concerts right now, and everybody going to Jay-Z because he's the most hits, right? I get it.
No, they're going to Jay-Z going because of Jay-Z.
I don't care if it's Nas in a bar, lounge, low-key shit. I'm going to go Nas.
They're gonna go, the reason people going to go to Jay-Z shit is because Jay does a whole spectacle when it comes to a concert. Nas is going to give you...
I've always been his downfall. He's never been that.
That's not his downfall. He just don't choose that route.
That's not him.
That's not Pac. Pac is not like
that. But ain't nobody going to tell you that when it comes to the studio, Nas ain't that nigga. Ain't nobody in their right mind
but you know,
has the balls to say that.
That's why I laugh, because people like, oh,
you wild.
Look at Nas and look at Jay. That's like Tupac and Biggie.
It's ridiculous.
So, and it is, because think about it.
And I wasn't there to me. That wasn't fair to Nas that Jay-Z burned him. Because I think Nas burned him quite as well, too.
I think Tupac and Biggie kind of sprouted out. And that's why I say the most influential. Because they sprouted out, like, you know, Jay-Z. Like, for Biggie, he sprouted out the Jay-Z's. And Pac sprouted out the Nas's. And then more and more, he started sprouting out, you know, people who are lyrical like Pac. Or people who talk about, you know, the more fame and fat.
But media and does that. Media makes you who's influenced. Media will tell you, yeah, J. Cole is the next Tupac.
Right.
Media does that. We don't say that. Because I would never say J. Cole's close to Tupac. I think Cole's better than Tupac. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to break it down for you.
I wasn't ready for that.
I'm going to break it down for you.
I don't know about that.
Pac's first album didn't go the way everybody wanted it to go. Right? We're talking bars here, right? Pac always had this thing, this mindset that people are against, the world's over against him. That was his mindset. His mom put in because she was a Black Panther. We're against him.
I'm against the world.
So. Yeah, me against the world. That's the album came out. Right? Pac, I think, was his weak spot was going to the West Coast because he thought everybody was against him. He would have still what he was at. He would have blew up bigger than he was because he was hitting movies. He was doing bigger things before he got to the West Coast. But being that Ray Charles did him dirty, them niggas, East Coast fucking big dogs did him dirty.
They
put him under the bus saying he raped the girl when he did him. They raped the girl. He was just there. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. And I just think Cole has, because of being a Pac fan and Nas fan, has a bigger horizon of the lyrically. Like, Cole can't drop nothing bad for me, in my eyes.
I really feel like this generation needs to realize how lucky they are to have J. Cole,
a Drake, a Kendrick Lamar.
But I don't think...
Give them their flowers.
I don't think... I'm not saying...
Drake, too. And Lamar.
I'm not saying...
And who else he said?
He just said that.
I just said that.
I'm not saying, like, that they compare to them. I'm saying like
the media does.
I'm not saying that though.
All right,
they're not comparable.
I'm saying that like you have that you have these two splits in hip hop now, which is the fame and fortune and the lyrical side.
And that was because that's because you know, but that's been around before there was a big hip hop. Kumo D and Master B, whatever his fucking name is. Kumo D was more about bars. Kumo D's about bars and what the fuck is his name? B something. It was about bitches and the party and all that shit. Because they had that always in the 80s and the 70s. The 80s had the party rapper and then they had the serious rapper. Common.
I agree.
Common. A serious rapper.
But
Kanye West, now, when he first came out, a serious rapper.
But now they blur the lines between what's serious or not. What's serious?
Logic was a serious rapper and then he got into
because you can be
commercialized.
Logic is a serious rapper.
Huh?
You can be a serious rapper still.
Who?
Serious Logic. Yeah,
but he does a lot with his mixtapes, he plays around.
Yeah. I didn't think he has so much creativity, he likes to play with it.
And he could do it. He could do that. That's what I'm saying. You got the freedom to do it.
I like him when he's Sinatra mode. I like him when he's Logic.
Think about when y'all niggas
and I like him when Mark Tarantino.
Yeah. Think about your generations, right? Yeah, the Young Thugs. You don't have a... You're serious... You can't take J. Cole as your serious rapper.
This is the most... Our serious rapper would be Kendrick.
No, you can't take that. That's not your generation.
It is.
How?
It is a generation. Not ours.
2010. It's a generation.
It's theirs. It is theirs, bro.
2009, 2010.
I'm not gonna take that away from them. I ain't gonna do that. If you want to do a fucking Secret Wars of rapping, right? It'd be unfair then. Like, how? Their four horsemen would have to be.
And even if whatever happened to them.
Do they give it to them? What I'm trying to say. Do they give it to them?
Their four horsemen has to be Drake, J. Cole, Lamar, and.
Who's the level of the fourth one?
I hate to say it, but it has to be Kanye.
Yeah.
It has to be Kanye.
He didn't come out your time.
He came out our time.
He came out in our high school time. Yes, he did.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
That's our time. You can't give him Kanye. Kanye can't get give. They need another fourth person. Kanye's not theirs. You can't do that.
But where do you split the line?
I split the line because you born 2005.
The same year Kanye came out.
No.
Graduation came out 2005. No, but not even graduation. Late registration came out 2004.
The dropout dropped out in 2003, I think it was. No, 2002.
It was 2004, 2005.
Check it out.
Leave registration.
No! College Dropout was the first album.
Yeah,
it was.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I'll give it to Kanye. But listen, even with Kanye West, Lamar, Drake, and J. Cole, and by all means, that's a pretty good fucking four horsemen, right?
So who's our four horsemen?
That's a four.
You can just play with these motherfuckers over here. You can rape them. I go with Big Pun, Big L.
How?
Tupac and Big S for fun. I can rotate. I can go LL Cool J, Rakim, and Nas for fun, and throw in a Ghostface Killer. Just have fun with you.
Ew.
I'm just saying, like, I put Biggie there with Jay-Z and Nas, you got a problem.
Listen.
And I put Big Pun for fun of it. You got a problem.
I give you my real fucking four.
Right?
You be like,
if I,
how?
Oh, I go Demi. I go Nas.
I go Rakim the Master, right?
My nigga.
Right? I'll go, and I'm going to go a little slow. I'm going to give you Biggie. I'm going to give us Biggie because, you know, that's just a prime.
Right.
Right? I'm going to give you Tupac because that's my prime. And my fourth, it's not Jay-Z or Nas.
Who's your fourth?
My fourth would be KRS-One.
I'm telling you. You can play for days.
Because remember, we're 80 babies, so we got the 80. Well, we're 90 babies because we're teenagers, but I don't count that. I count when I heard music. I was 87 when I heard music.
All I heard was Rakim.
All right? And I didn't have a big brother.
Eric,
I have a big brother, but I didn't have a big brother.
But I can say the same thing since 2005 to now.
Yeah. Well, not 2005.
Yeah.
You was listening to music when you was one? Oh, yeah, I was
blasting.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not fair. It'd be like a whole stack of 40 rappers against your four.
Because we got DMX. We got Pun.
But then we have 50 Cent.
No.
Yes.
50 Cent is 2003.
But that's still.
That's like a generation.
Listen.
And then really, 50's 99 if you think about it. How the rap came out 99.
The sad shit is that they're so outnumbered that we'd be like, you know what?
No, go because you can't give them that. You
go on that side.
If you give them that, you give them Dipset. You give them that. That's not theirs. That's not theirs.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's so bad, you can have them.
And you then
give him a chance.
If you do that, you give him the start of the Rockefeller. You can't give him that,
bro.
You give him Bravehearts. You give him that. Bravehearts are a little trash, bro. Let's be real.
They can have Bravehearts.
No, no.
I love Lox out there. It's already over. It's over.
But the Lox is not there. The Lox is almost there too. If you think about it. 99-2000.
You can't give him the Lox.
99-2000.
Nah.
What's the term millennium?
Huh?
What's the term millennium?
Yeah, no, sorry. I don't believe in all
so
that.
So what do you want to say, the 2010s to now?
Yeah, I get the 2005s and that. Oh.
I give them...
So then Kanye
I give
there.
Them 06
You can have Kanye.
06 to now. 06 to now.
06 to now?
Yes. I'll be fair. You can have Kanye. You're going to need Kanye to have a chance anyway. I'm not feeling bad about that. I feel bad for them.
They first...
You got to give them Kanye.
They're top three... Yeah, they top
LeBron
three.
And J. Cole is a good starting
That's
three.
Insane. They
but
top
not
three.
Fair to them. It's not fair.
Their top three is amazing.
How
bro.
Much can Drake, Lamar, and Kiko hold on to?
And then they got Logic.
Once they start game with the rest of the big balls.
You got Logic.
I don't think Logic can hold up. Personally.
Huh?
Personally, I think Logic can hold up.
And y'all, I think y'all got Logic.
I would like that. Logic would give you a chance.
Hell yeah, give you a chance
don't
somewhere.
Don't say that. Damn. Like,
and then you got these other young kids that's coming up.
Damn.
Oh, that's Roxy. All right. We went deep in our music. We still got a couple more minutes to talk about some stuff. We got wrestling and what else? Let's think about it. All right. Well, yeah, we got the WWE. Well, we had Ring of Honor earlier. Mm-hmm. It was a good Ring of Honor pay-per-view. I don't like the ending, but hey.
I thought the ending was good.
You always think the ending's good.
You have a very bad taste.
You just have a closed mind.
You 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 have a closed mind. I think
no man
should be tapping out in a spin move.
If you're getting picked, grabbed by your legs and spun around.
I mean, technically he was just as Vegeta, and he trains in a gravity room, so it must have been a really mean spin.
A really mean spin.
Did you just say a really mean spin?
What in the bluest of hell?
Is that blue?
A really mean spin, Link.
Hey, you ever been spun really mean?
But no. If this 6'5", 232-pound... man, grabbed you by your legs and spun you around for like 30 seconds to a minute.
Non-stop.
I'm not stopping.
While with zero gravity.
I seen Cesaro do it to a bigger dude, and that dude didn't tap out.
He's a bigger dude, that's why.
And I seen him do it to a midget, and they didn't tap out.
That's the biggest.
All right. You're going to tell me, you spinning me around, and I'm like...
But he didn't do it for like a minute straight.
I mean, one time, September 08. A grown man spun me around.
I want to know how the fuck he picked your big ass up.
I was pretty dizzy. I wasn't from a ladder match or nothing like that. But
it was like a minute or two straight.
So Danny,
Danny,
you're telling me if a man spins you around,
it was a pretty mean spin.
You're gonna tap out.
Yeah, you're singing.
And it's a pretty mean spin.
He's rapped on you around
like,
for a minute straight.
It's like you're playing Pokemon cards, right?
How the fuck is it like you're playing Pokemon cards?
And you throw a card, and the card says, spin attack, +2. But it's the mean spin attack.
The mean spin. Here we go
right?
With the mean.
So now, it's not even a regular spin. It's a mean spin attack, +2. But it does more damage. And you go, it's not fair, man. Hey, it was a mean spin attack.
Look at the science behind it, though.
It's science now. We got science. I want to hear this
shit.
That
one doesn't mess up your equilibrium when you're dizzy.
Oh, my God.
Blood is rushing to your head.
It's slinging wet. I had chemical on us. What happened was, is that Cesaro caused a brain hemorrhage to Jericho. That's for causing him to tap out. Is that what you're saying?
I don't even know what the fuck
causing...
He caused lack of oxygen loss to the brain. That's what you're trying to say?
Yes, yes.
Okay. By spinning him in a mean motion.
I can't can't fucking do with y'all two.
This nigga is the worldwide champion of Royal Ring of Honor because he spinned the nigga.
How do you lose your belt?
No matter how you make it sound, spinned this nigga to Yo, how you won? Yo, I spin the nigga to death. You spin him to death.
Tony Khan, if you ever listen to my podcast, you're an idiot. You're just an idiot. Idiot, Tony. You're an idiot.
The difference between you're elite wrestling and fucking losing wrestling.
Fan bitch ass little
you
nigga.
You would have never seen that shit on WWE. Ever.
So
right here, ready?
Let's hear it, we got more information.
If you spin around really fast, the fluid in your ear starts to move fast too. This is what makes you starts feeling dizzy.
So now wrestling is going to be using scientific
This nigga just facts. Brought out his WebMD degree. By the way,
first of all,
brought to you by University
of Phoenix. First of all, wrestling is just using science?
By the way, guys, did you guys know that Danny Espinosa is also a part-time doctor?
It's just using science?
He's also a brain surgeon. Did you guys know that?
Espinosa Productions are worldwide in everything you need in life.
This nigga just dissected Jericho's mental brain fluid capacity.
He got the X-ray. He got the X-rays and everything, the MRI and everything.
Is that his blood?
If you spin for long enough, the brain gets desensitized.
Listen, we don't need Google. We don't need Google.
I get it now. Jericho lost because his brain got this.
So his brain made him tap out. So he was like.
No, his brain desynthesized. That's why he lost.
Yes.
So now Cesaro
he lost based on desynthesization.
Is the new ROH heavyweight champion. We got a new women's champion.
Tag team champions.
That was a good match.
Well,
tag
all those matches were one legitimately though. With real attacks.
Well, you want to see the pure champion as well. The pure championship, he got knocked out by getting elbow moved.
Okay, that's different.
Right.
That's
elbows different. Create real brain damage.
Yes.
And being thrown out does too.
Now we know. Thank you.
If you was watching the world best dancer.
I seen that nigga spin the big show.
Desensitize one more time.
Desensitize.
I'm going through that fucking window.
Desensitize.
I'm going to desensitize you, nigga.
Hold up. Before we finish getting to WWE's wrestling today, I want to talk about another album that I don't know if y'all heard. I'm very disappointed with him in this album.
What did you think? I didn't hear it yet.
I'm very disappointed in this album because last album was really fucking good, and then he dropped the ball on this one. He wanted to become a hip-hop rapper in this one. I'm like, what the fuck? He got features from, I think he got features from this nigga, what the fuck is his name? I think Young Thug, or what was the other one nigga's name? Trying to think. Okay. He's got Kodak Black, DaBaby, and some nigga named Foreign Tech, Little Dirk.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was really disappointed. I think who has a better album than him in reggaeton is Asuna's album that I forgot to tell people came out October 7th. Asuna's new album is back to where he was the first album.
I gotta give that a listen to.
He was a good album. Now, today is Dodi NXT's deadline, am I right?
Yeah, deadline.
We got a couple matches going on. It's gonna be good. This is the new, we're watching as we speak, we're talking right now. Got it on mute, but this is the new match that is going on. It's called the, what's it called? Survivor or something?
Iron Survivor.
Now, give me the details.
I actually like this match. Okay. The women are very talented.
There's only three women there, so either women are very talented.
The women are very talented.
Yeah, right.
The women are very talented. Okay. I must say that NXT has done a great job desynthesizing the quality.
By the way,
the good thing about this match is it has been, so far, I've seen no spin attacks.
I hope someone picks you by your legs and spins you around for a minute 30.
The nigga that picks him up and spins him around, I'm giving him all my money.
I was going to fix you up by your legs and spin you around for a minute 30 straight.
I bet it's been around by a minute 37.
By
your legs?
By the judge scores. That's
different.
Imagine a boxing match like that. Judge scores a match that's 116 to 113 due to spin attacks.
I knew he was going to say it.
And the new heavyweight champion of the world. Like, what the fuck? Spin attacks.
Spin attacks, dude. Espinosa, can you give me the detail, the rules and the whole thing of the Iron Survivor match?
The Iron Survivor match. Okay.
Yes.
Please, thank you.
But that's Zoe. That's Roxanne. And that bitch is... Cora. That's not Cora. That's... what's her name? The one where the Xbox is at is missing the name.
The one part we needed to see.
But give us the detail so we can break down and finish our episode.
All right. So the rules for Iron Survivor Challenge.
Yeah, something else to talk about before this ends.
Is
So, how about you pulling your shirt?
Why are you wearing my shirt for? You don't like my belly?
He's rubbing it in front of us right now.
This is the most awkwardly gay show ever.
So how's it gay? I got no shirt on.
First of all, he's spinning in the chair.
The minute it's a 25-minute
match. On this chair.
It's a 25-minute match.
Okay.
Two superstars will start the match, and every five minutes, a new superstar will enter the match until all five are in the ring.
Watch the list of the rules. Real good.
Every five minutes.
The goal is to have the most falls, and when the clock hits 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So far, zero.
The
falls can only be won by pinfall, submission, or disqualification.
Yeah, listen to this.
Every superstar that scores a fall will earn a point. However, when a superstar loses a fall, the superstar must pay the penalty.
They go into the penalty box.
And it'd be forced out of the ring into the penalty box for 90 seconds.
That's crazy, right?
Once the 90 seconds are up, the superstar can re-enter the match. And the superstar who has the most falls...
We got the first fall.
By the end of the 25 minutes...
And she put it on...
Iron Survivor, and will become the number contender.
See? Now Roxy's on the penalty box for a minute and down.
Sounds good.
It's really creative.
Are there any rules here about not allowing spin attacks?
No spin attacks allowed. So, moving forward from the dirty, we're going to let y'all get into that, but let's talk about dick rules. Oh my God. Now, these dick rules I'm talking about.
It's like a WWE 1990 Extreme match.
So now...
We're now here live at Austin, Texas, where we have the Incredible Dick Rules match.
Sorry. No, when I mean dick rules, is kind of things me and you and the guys were talking about this. There should be rules.
I don't think we should be talking about this while you're butt ass naked.
I'm not naked. But listen, for real. We think that society's a little wrong.
By the way, for the bracket guys, Link was not involved.
Yes.
We think
that the society is wrong about this.
First of all, the chat is not going live.
Okay, I told you we were going to talk about this. So... We think that it's a little wrong that we as men get sexual like right now all these things. Did you hear about fucking Nick was it Carter from the Backstreet Boys saying that a 13, 14 years ago a girl saying now. He raped her, a little girl.
Oh, you mean dick rules like what guys can't?
Yeah.
That topic is, I actually want to talk about that.
See what I'm saying? What the fuck you thought I was talking about?
I thought I was talking about that. I heard dick rules, something else I thought about.
And that's the thing I told you about.
I was thinking of September 8th. It was on the band camp. And
band camp?
You know, the guy's concert was like, hey, a little wiggle. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, right?
So, I feel like, listen, I love the women in the world, whatever. I just feel like men should be protected too. That's what I mean, dick rules.
Men don't have no real rights.
There's no real rights.
And unfortunately, I know a lot of men do stupid shit.
Yes.
And it got away with murder.
In the 80s, granted, in the 90s, yeah.
Granted, and to this day too. But there are a lot of us good guys who just got at the wrong place, wrong time, got mislabeled. A girl gets mad at you because you don't want to be with her. You know, she uses it against you. Women have this. You know.
What?
It happened to me.
You need dick rules?
No, I'm being serious.
I don't like how you said that to your son. Like, what
happened to you?
I broke. It was my crazy ex. I broke up with her, and she tried to start a rumor.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
She made a rumor saying you sexually assault her.
Yeah.
Oh, this got crazy.
I told you we were spin attacks.
No, this is serious. Like this is what I'm talking about, people. A kid at the time he was only 16, 14. 14.
Breaking news on live.
14, really. And now, because he broke up with that crazy chick, She's saying that he sexually assaulted her when the kid is still a virgin. You understand me? That's crazy. That's like when this nigga said, "Oh, Corey got another pen." It's like when our brothers say, "You in the club, relaxing. You know, if you got a good package, a woman rubs against you. Who gets in trouble? You or her?" She said, "What about?" She says, "You touched her, but you didn't do nothing. You just standing there with your package." Right. She rubs against it. She feels it. If she's drunk, she likes it. What about you? What about a man's right of sexually assault? Like, a woman can sexually assault a man.
Well, we've seen men start coming out about this now.
Really?
Terry Crews.
He came out with a guy saying he's touching her, not a woman.
Well, true. But still, like, we see people...
What the fuck?
I'm still going to say, we're seeing people come out with this now.
Yeah, but...
But look at this, though.
What?
But it was balls on balls attack.
But still, imagine the... It's a lot of it is like personal backlash, especially on the man's side, where... If a man comes out I got sexually assaulted with this girl, a lot of people are gonna be like, a very probably a vocal minority are gonna be like, you probably liked it anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I just want it to be a day where, you know, 60 Minutes, you have a guy in a black shadow, talk about experiences, you know, supposed to be on live, like,
mm-hmm.
Tell us, Dave. Well, it was a regular night on campus, and she said she wanted me to go with her in a dark room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I followed the young lady.
Okay.
And she began to touch me inappropriately. And she put a hand on my thigh. And I'm not going to lie to you. I got excited.
Did you get aroused?
I got aroused.
Okay.
And I felt a sensation I never felt before.
Okay.
And then she proceeded to give me a spin attack.
Stupid.
And then I
we was trying to keep it serious with
you. I really felt assaulted. You know, because she really did a number on me. And it's been 20 years since I told anybody this.
No, I got
Hold on.
No, you're just joking. I got a true story.
No, I'm serious though. And she assaulted me. And you know, I just want to say that, you know, for my men out there who have been suffering, you know, it's not fair. Thank you very much.
I got a true story.
But that's true, though. You're not going to get that. That's true.
No, but I got a true story. I want to tell you something that... I'm not going to say the person's name. I'm going to protect you for this one. My boy, you know, he was like seven years old, maybe. His mother's friend used to babysit him. And she... That woman touched him. Like, she sucked it. She told him she sucked a 7-year-old's dick, touched him, different things. She was doing all the way until he turned 13. Put his dick in her and everything like that. Now, us, let's be real. We're not you're going to say, hey, damn, my nigga, you got some ass early. And that's our problem. We choose that. It's like the same thing with the dudes and the teachers fucking the young kids.
Yeah, I was gonna bring it up too.
The teachers fucking the young kids. Be like, oh yeah, that nigga got his nut off by a teacher. Fuck it. That's awesome. It's a serious story. So.
At the end of the day, it's statutory rape.
Right? Yeah. So.
Is the female still alive?
Don't know.
Do I play Call of Duty with them?
Yes. I don't wanna talk about it right now. So, that this thing, I feel like we have done that as a society of men. We've give that props to wait. We give that props to them, like, oh yeah, that's good, you fucked the teacher. In reality, we don't know what that kid, that does to the kid's psyche, you know what I'm saying? That's what we need.
It makes a lot of sense, man.
And we need dick rules. We get to make another thing, we need rules for men. To happen to be protected too, the way women are protected.
2024.
I don't want to be your president. I definitely don't want to be your president. Because think about it.
Are you older than president?
No, I don't think so. I'm not 60.
Be advised.
I think it's 50 or 60.
No, it's not. It's like 30 something, 40 something.
Really?
Our new president of the United States of America, Dutch.
I will find a Mexican and make him my vice president. So if anybody try to assassinate you...
People here says that your first act as President of the United States of America is to create a new act entitled the Dick Ooh. Rules Act.
Explain yes.
How does it work, sir?
Well, the Dick Rules law...
No, you're eligible.
I'm eligible.
You're a natural born citizen of the United States.
Shit, then they know of.
And you're a 35-year-old, you're older.
Oh, but I have a record.
Oh, you don't have a record.
So we're going to have Link do it.
Wait, is he natural born?
Nope, he's not actually born yet.
You've been a resident for 14 years.
Yes. He's still good. He's touching you in the ways you're not supposed to touch.
I'm about to spit attack your ass.
So, if you listen to the show, you can say we're wrong for what we're thinking, but hey, go fuck yourself because this is the truth. People should be, as men, not for the women.
Everyone should be held accountable.
Yes, everyone. Everyone.
It's too biased.
And I think we should also have, you know...
We should not glorify someone being touched by...
And we should have a more open...
Mind
when it comes to sexual assault victims. I understand that, and a lot of people are afraid to come out because of closed-minded people.
That, not only closed-minded, just that... It's not closed-minded only, Espinoza. It's... Why would it take you so long?
That's why! They took that long.
Like the Bill Cosby shit, that shit took long. You waited till the nigga to turn, he's on his deathbed almost, and you put on his shit already. Like, 5 years maybe. Like, this Nick Carter shit. This Backstreet Boy shit, this shit is crazy. Like, he's already, how old is he now? 40 maybe, 50?
Uh-huh.
And now you come out now, and you got touched when you was 14. Now you want to come out now?
I think, I don't think anything like that has a time limit.
It doesn't.
Unless there's certain things when it comes to like being canceled. That has
you can't call the sperm sample.
Nah, real talk. We're gonna get a
serious. If you're gonna assault me, say that I did that to you. Where is the evidence?
Saying.
That's the case. I could be like, yo, when I was 12, Mrs. Fitzfield played my balls twice.
Yeah.
Why? Well, there's a lot of people who have gotten sexual assault but don't have evidence. So there's a lot.
I'm saying it's just crazy. Like, where's the line? Yeah, where's the separation? Like, how can you protect a person that really got sexual assault than the person that didn't get sexual assault, didn't cause a sexual assault, but they're accusing him? How can you accusing them? How can you protect them? Where's the protection for both lines? There's none.
Right.
Men get fucking accused, they didn't even do anything. Some niggas that do get do something.
We're not all bad guys.
Yeah.
It's hard because there's you have people who are in jail for things that they didn't do, and people who should be in jail for things they did do.
Well, that goes with everything, not only sexual assault, but for everything.
But
you understand me?
In this context, yes.
Donald Trump belongs in prison. His whole staff is going to prison except him.
He just belongs in prison.
You understand me? It's like.
And there's people in prison now that don't belong in prison.
Yeah. Like right now, I give Biden his props. Niggas that sell weed are coming out. My niggas that sell weed is coming out. They're coming out. Their records are being cleaned. I respect all that. That's cool. But my niggas that's been out there that's done 30 years for a girl saying she got touched by them just because Mag maybe, you know, some people, I'm not going to say females because I'm not going to single-handed one people, but some people are like, get mad at you and then use that. It's like baby moms. Baby moms get mad at you, they put you on child support. Baby moms get mad at you, they talk shit about your dick. Baby moms do this. You know, it goes like that for every man in the world, you know? And Perry Link had a share of bitches that didn't like him and they want to put a rumor out there. What? It's true. I have bitches do that to me. You heard that shit in your fucking ear. You was there when they were talking shit about me. You've been there. You've seen it live hand. But if you talk a shit about me, then why would you stay that long with me if I was bad?
I'm glad for you.
You understand me? We wait till I'm out of the fucking picture, out of the state, till you can talk shit about somebody. And I hate shit like that. I think that shit is so wrong. I think that shit is pussy. I think that shit is just so wrong for both sides.
It is true, though. I can only imagine.
I cannot talk shit about a bitch I used to be with if I was with a bitch for 2 years or more. Then I was a stupid nigga to be with her.
Right. You're only dissing yourself.
Yeah. Now, 3 days, 4 days, if I told this shit, fuck that bitch. I found out, nigga. I found out. It's over. Word. You understand me? So, where is the protection line? That's what I'm giving you, and that's what we're going to end it on if y'all want to. Where is our protection as a group of other men? We female? Where's the protection? How can they know when you're right? How can they know when you're not lying? How can I know this? There's men in different states that's paying child support, the kids are not theirs, and they got the proof they're not theirs, but the state did not change that.
Once. Thank God for the law. The law saved me.
But that's New York.
DNA.
If you was in LA, you was in Atlanta, you'd be fucked.
Anywhere, you're in Florida, anywhere else. I'm not fucked.
Yeah, because they go by that. They go by
for New York and the laws that saved me.
You understand me? So
I got a born again card.
Where's the protection, you know? So, people, it's that time. We're going to let y'all go. Gave you a good show today. Hopefully, you learned something. Hopefully, you like what we say. I hope you don't like the shit we say. Just tell us what you like, what you don't like. I want to give a shout-out to everybody that listens to us, that buys our gear, that shows love to us. Shout-out to our brand ambassadors, Five Boroughs, Jay Messiah, Shelly. Shout-out to my boy Seek. He had a show tonight. Sorry we couldn't make it. Shout out to my man Mark Rains. He's at Palm Springs. Shout out to Black Rose, Mad Love. Shout out to our families that keeps on. If you really, when I say our families, I mean people that support what we do and give us our flowers and what we deserve. Because this shit, what we do right here, comes straight from the head, from the dome, from our hearts, from what we think, what we say. Nothing's written down. Probably some of us got some little, like, what's it called? Little brainstorms and stuff like that. But really, nothing's written down.
Ideas, but nothing really.
Yeah, not like, we're not writing a script or shit like that.
Yeah, bullet points.
But I want to give a big shout out. I want to give a big, big happy birthday, early birthday to Link. Happy birthday, Cuzzo. We love you.
Thank you. Happy early birthday to Jen.
Happy early birthday to my cousin Will Power.
Happy early birthday to Alejandro, aka Humble as well.
Oh, that's another one that's around the corner too.
23rd. Capricorn gang.
Wow. Shout out to our Call of Duty family.
Keep on spinning.
Spinning
clan.
Spinning clan now. They got spinning clans.
Yeah, because you know hashtag. Desensitized, motherfucker.
That's the name of the episode. We call it this desensitized. That's it. Shout out to Death. That's Espinosa for it. But yeah, we're gonna finish watching NXT Deadline.
We're gonna watch Hot Girls Shake That Ass and wrestle. Because other than that,
this is a good match.
They ain't
much
talent.
Roxy over.
Oh, Roxy won?
Yeah.
Roxy won the first match. Oh shit. Damn, she's mad. She's a hater because that's her old best friend. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Check us out on all our major platforms. It's the CEO of the street, the bully with the beat, the man yakking at the feet. And you know how I got here? My boy, my family, my blood, the king of all savages.
It's your boy, Link, a.k.a. the Savage Way, a.k.a. the man that drinks your grandma, wifey, cousins. Oh, everybody's bad for it. Listen, I don't even judge no more. You know what I'm saying?
You're not judging no more?
If the bathwater is clean and it's rid of filth, by the way, a new product came out now.
Oh, shit.
It's called the bathwater cleanser flavored water.
Okay.
Add this to any bathwater, and it's very drinkable. After two drops of this, I guarantee you, your girl's bathwater will taste like fresh peaches. Now, like fresh I always say,
peaches.
Welcome to the show. Enjoy the show as always. Hope you enjoy episode 4, a.k.a. Desensitization.
What?
All that shit?
Desensitized. How you been talking about desensitizing and you forgot what it was called?
Listen, man. It is what it is. Don't judge me. Judge these nuts.
If your wife looks like this, don't she's on Instagram.
Don't judge
you
me.
You ain't doing that right.
Judge these nuts. I want no waves. That man had no shirt on, no pants on. No shoes on. Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, I definitely got no shoes on either.
You know what I'm saying? This show was mad gay.
And you know who we got? Mr. Aspa. No, Espinosa, you up?
I don't want to be here anymore. I quit. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
We're gonna have no more sound guys.
See you when I graduate. I'm going to college. Bye, I'm never coming back.
Merry Christmas.
AKA, I'm rich, bitch.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Merry Christmas. Crack those nuts.
Wait, what?
Happy Hanukkah.
Suck on those muscle toes.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Caramel Sunday, that ball sack.
Happy holidays.
All my Spanish people drinking coquito.
Enjoy.
Happy King's Day.
If you don't suck one nut, don't suck two nuts.
We're going to be back
don't
in January.
Don't suck three nuts. Suck every nut you can.
What the fuck are are you talking about?
All right. All right. Grab all the balls on the tree and hug Harden.
Just cut it. Just cut it. Just cut it. Just cut it.